Hello, I am Lena.
And I am Amon.
Why do you get like intro tune? Okay, whatever. And welcome to Grounded Geeks,
where we usually make the geek world relevant.
We try really hard.
We really do.
And then sometimes we're just so tired and nothing can be done. So.
And sometimes you have today's topic.
Yes. Today we are talking about the Book of Boba Fett.
Yes.
It is finally, the finale came out. We saw it. The world mostly, I'm sure, has seen it. And
continued to turn unmoved.
Yeah, that sounds about right. My first impression was this did not feel like the Book of Boba Fett. It felt like the chapter of Boba Fett within the Book of the Mandalorian.
It felt more like the Mandalorian interlude between seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the fact that there were, what, 6 episodes total and 2 7. Of them? Were there 7?
Yeah.
Come on. Now you know what needs to happen. I have to look it up.
You need to look it up. You're trying to prove me wrong.
I have to look it up. Pretty sure there were 6. Come on, IMDb. Come through.
Come on, IMDb.
No one calls it that, Amon.
I call it IMDb.
You're lame. So there.
And how many episodes does IMDb say?
Damn it, you were right. There are 7. Why did I think there were only 6? Well, okay, whatever. It doesn't really help that much more. But out of 7 episodes, 2 of them, Boba was not in it. One of them, he wasn't in it at all.
That was episode 5. In episode 6, I believe Boba Fett had 1 line, which was something along the lines of,
Yeah, like it was nothing. I was like, no, you've contributed nothing to the story. Right. Okay. So
completely unnecessary to the story and the plot.
So I did not like that. I thought this was a great opportunity to go into the backstory of this very iconic character that we have heard about over the years and decades and seen and whatever, you know, but it was not that.
It was not.
Yeah.
It was not. Fun little aside, the only reason Boba Fett is the cultural icon that he is, is because fans wanted to know more about him. I mean, if you think about his original introduction in The Empire Strikes Back and then in Return of the Jedi, he only had like a couple of lines and that was it. That was it. He was a bounty hunter. End of story.
Yeah. Right?
And I think there was just this one thing that caught everyone's attention. And that was when Darth Vader was talking to all the different bounty hunters in Empire Strikes Back. And then he looks at Boba Fett and points his finger and says, "No disintegrations." And people are like, "What do you mean no disintegrations? Who is this guy who's just like disintegrating everybody?" You know, and then it spiraled from there. And then George Lucas in episodes 1, 2, and 3, well, mostly episodes 2 and 3, decided to take this character of Boba Fett and give him a very, very, how do you say, give him a history that was very deeply tied into the history of Star Wars. And that was, you know, the whole thing with him being a clone.
Right. And yeah, exactly. So I don't know. They did such a good job of setting it up in The Mandalorian season 2 when Boba Fett appeared and everyone was like, "Oh my God." And then after Mandalorian ended, they did that teaser for like the Book of Boba Fett, you know, and you're like, "Whoa, there's so much alliteration in this title. It's so awesome. It's going to be amazing."
So much alliteration.
Like, it's going to be amazing. And then I just am not satisfied at all with the whatever it the story was. It was not
such a letdown.
Yeah.
It was such a letdown. And
it had its moments. It had moments of, you know, interestingness and fun. But it just cohesively, it didn't work for me.
That was the problem. It was So it felt a little bit to me like watching Anchorman.
Go all on. Right?
As Lena stares blankly into my eyes, wondering where the fuck is he going now with this.
Right.
Everybody loved Anchorman. It is infinitely quotable. I've been known to quote it, but it was a string of funny moments that they kind of edited into a movie. Mm-hmm. It was not a movie. It was like watching back-to-back clips of SNL sketches with the same characters.
Yeah.
As opposed to watching a cohesive movie.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So in that same way, this was like a string of awesome moments, you know? I mean, I don't think there were very few scenes in the whole show that I didn't love.
Yeah.
But when I look at it as a whole, I'm like, the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, that's you what's, know? Yeah. Also, as someone who does not know that much Star Wars lore and all that, I'm more of a casual fan of Star Wars. And I was really hoping to just get a better sense in general of Boba Fett. And like, I don't know, I just wanted like a really interesting, cool, I mean, I knew it wasn't, I guess it wasn't going to be an origin story, but I don't know, something just deeper about him. And instead it was like, he's taking over Jabba the Hutt's territory.
Yeah, we've but why?
Right. Like, I mean, I was like, what's your motivation? I just wasn't convinced about any of that. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, what is your, what are you trying to do in life? Like, what's, you don't want to be a bounty hunter. I get that.
But I feel like in the first four episodes, they got really close.
Yeah.
They got really close to it, but
it was building up to something. And then we
dropped the ball.
Yeah, and then we all got distracted by how cute Grogu is.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. And how cool Mando is.
Yeah. Ugh, man. So I don't know.
You know, we're the thing that I really liked that they started in The Mandalorian and then continued in the Book of Boba Fett was to give the Tusken Raiders some actual fucking respect. All right. That this is an actual people with a culture who have been stepped on, have had their land and their people trodden on by these spacefaring people. But I like that they actually built out an actual culture for the Tusken Sand Raiders.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought that was interesting.
That was wonderful. It turned them into more than just a caricature, you know, which was nice. Because in the original movies, the fact that even Obi-Wan described them as just the savages of the sands, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like after what they've done with the Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett, I actually think Obi-Wan Kenobi is kind of a prick.
Yeah.
A bit of a, how do you say it? How do you say this? A white supremacist jackass.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to phrase it, but very much of the kind of attitude that many Americans had towards Native Americans and their culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was the
and
most direct analogy that I could think of.
Yeah. And as brown people, I'm in general just very annoyed with how any people who are sand people, you know, people from a desert are portrayed. And it's always very racist and ridiculous. You know, it's always like, okay, you are clearly drawing parallels with Arabs, you know?
Right.
And it's just always so bad and racist. So I also appreciated that they took time to add some layers to the Tusken Raiders or whatever they're called. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Mm-hmm. Where they failed, I think, was in those flashback scenes, portraying and showing Boba Fett to be a, and this was where the opportunity was missed. You know, they could have shown him as being the ruthless bounty hunter that we've all come to know and love over the last 5 decades, and then evolving into an anti-hero. But the way they portrayed him right from the get-go was as a pseudo-heroic figure.
Yeah. And there was really no character development for Boba. Yeah. Like, nothing about him changed really that much.
Yeah. What is the point of having flashbacks if you're not going to show truly the character's evolution?
Right.
You know? And I think they kind of tried to, but did not do a very good job of it.
Yeah.
You know, there were a few key moments where they just fucking failed. All right.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like they just were like, oh, it would be so cool to have a show that's like just about Boba Fett. Yeah, let's do it. And then it's like, you put no actual thought into this character, though, and how he would develop and whatever and change and all that. Like, what? Didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, so I don't know. This felt like, it felt like an opportunity where the showrunners, all right, Jon Favreau, and I have to assume that Dave Filoni had a big, big role in it, that they were just told to do whatever the hell you want. And what they wanted to do was expand, not tell a story about Boba Fett, but wanted an opportunity to do cool shit and expand out the storylines and characters that Dave Filoni helped create in the animated series between Clone Wars and Rebels. So for me, as somebody who's a big fan of those animated shows, that was very cool to see. Again, string of cool moments, you know? Seeing a live action Ahsoka Tano portrayed by Rosario Dawson, like, fucking awesome!
Yeah.
All right? Seeing a young Luke Skywalker just trying to get into his, you know, build out a Jedi Academy and start this journey on reviving the Jedi as a religion. I don't know what the Jedi are, but like
group, a fan club,
cult.
Yeah.
A force cult. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's I have a lot of thoughts on that separately, but it was so like, it was very cool seeing all of that. And then it's like, all right, Boba Fett, a Mandalorian riding a Rancor. That is just cool for the sake of being cool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is all that was in the show as well. It was cool for the sake of being cool. And then you had the Rancor having his King Kong moment, you know, at the end, and then a shootout with Cad Bane, whom I'm familiar with because I've seen the animated shows. Mm-hmm. But then they like, I don't know. They didn't invest the appropriate amount of time to writing the show that they should have written, you know? Yeah. And instead we ended up with the Book of Boba Fett as we saw it.
Right. All of that just reminded me of that movie called Tenet that came out like last year or the year before. Did you watch it?
It was
Christopher Nolan's latest movie. I love Christopher Nolan, but that was by far one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. I hated it so much, Iman. I cannot tell you. And so I can't even explain to you what the movie is about, and no one can. I've asked several people, can you tell me what this movie was about? And they can't. But essentially, it has something to do with time travel, but in spurts. And there are several scenes in the movie where people, like, let's say a guy was running down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You then see him running backwards, and everything is going backwards and moving backwards, like in time. Okay. And there's several scenes like that. And I was like, Christopher Nolan clearly just wanted to make a movie where he could make cool scenes of people moving backwards. And that was it. Come on. There was nothing else that was interesting, remotely interesting about that movie.
And that would be why I haven't seen the movie yet, because I have not heard a single good thing about it.
Don't watch it. It's not good.
I'm tempted to.
I mean, if you want to waste several hours of your life, sure, go ahead. But like, I mean, at least do some multitasking, do something else while you're watching it, because you will actually feel like you've wasted your life.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But anyway, that's what it reminded me of. That I think there are lots of movies and TV shows out there where they have, you know, the director or writer or whoever has a cool idea for a cool scene. And it's like, yeah, you know, objectively, that is a cool scene. That looks cool.
Yeah.
But it's like not fitting in like the overall puzzle. It's not like a puzzle piece that fits in this puzzle, you know?
It doesn't fit into the picture.
Yeah.
The full picture. Yeah. No, that's exactly what it was with the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Robert Rodriguez? Did he forget how to shoot action sequences? Like, what the hell is it with those speeder bike kids, like, go-karting around Mos Espa?
That was weird. I was like, how? You guys seem very useless to me. How are you helping? the little punk teenagers with their body modifications and whatever. I was like, there's literally five of you. Like, what are you? There was like that one scene where they were useful, right? Where Boba got attacked by something in his sleep and pulled out of his weird water chamber bed thing.
The Bacta tank?
Sure. I don't remember.
Where he was trying to heal from his injuries?
Yes. So they came in handy then. But I was like, in a war? No, you're really not.
But it's like, it's also one of those things where it's like their existence came in handy. They could have been anyone. They could have just replaced them with like random ass henchmen.
Yeah. That,
you know, like they didn't need a story.
Right. I was not.
They did not need any character development.
Well, that's the thing. There was no character development really for them either. They were just like city kids, you know,
they didn't need a backstory. We didn't need to know about whatever love interest the city girl was developing with the small town farm girl in that last. Like,
was
I didn't
there
need
a love interest there? I didn't even pick up on that. I was like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I was like,
I thought there was, because when I was watching it, I was like, oh man, I better really pay attention because Lena and I are going to be recording an episode on this soon.
Yeah, no, I flew right over my head. I was like, okay, when is the scene ending? Let's move on. Bring back Grogu.
Yeah, seriously. Bring back Grogu, and why are there no scenes of Din Djarin?
I don't know if like what we're talking about and saying is considered a very unpopular opinion.
What do you mean? I think a lot of people hated the show.
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to too many people, but the people I have talked to still really liked it. And I don't know.
How do I say
but,
this?
But they,
I
were, really... they were like, it wasn't amazing. It wasn't as good as The Mandalorian, but like, it was fun. It was good. And I was like, I don't agree. So
it was a total letdown.
Yeah.
Like the only part of that show that is sort of must watch,
mm-hmm.
all right, is episodes 5 and 6.
And those are the episodes without Boba Fett.
Exactly.
That's what's so sad.
I mean, episode 5 was the best episode of The Mandalorian to date.
It
covered so much ground for the Mandalorian's development, how he developed as a character. Like, this was a really pivotal moment for the show The Mandalorian.
Right.
You know, Mando meets up, finds the remainder of his covert, right, mm-hmm. of his gang, group, family, whatever, covert, all right, and then basically gets kicked out, you know.
Yeah,
like he is now in a state of an identity crisis.
Yeah.
All right, an identity crisis which leads him to go to the only attachment he now has left, which is Grogu. Mm-hmm. All right, like, I mean, come on, this one episode had so many layers for the development of the character of the Mandalorian, of Din Djarin. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know why this was called the Book of Boba Fett. All right. Like, I feel like Boba Fett was really unnecessary to the show, which is a huge disappointment because I love Boba Fett and I love Fennec Shand.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's
wonderful, it's, brilliant characters.
It was a disservice to also the actors, you know, to who play Boba Fett and Fennec Shand. Like, I mean, it, just, It was sad. I'm like, you've got these fantastic actors and you did nothing with them.
I mean, I absolutely love Ming-Na Wen. All right. Mm-hmm. I think she is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about Temuera Morrison, mm-hmm. all right, who plays Boba Fett. Like, he is such a good actor.
Yeah. Right.
And this show completely wasted
his talent.
Mm-hmm. All of his talents. I mean, he did what he could with what he was given, and he did amazing with what he was given.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what he was given wasn't worth shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I also really wanted to get to know Boba Fett as Mandalorian himself, right?
So you get a lot more of that in the cartoons.
Okay. Well, like, some of us don't have time to watch all the cartoons. So,
and that's the problem.
I think they should have touched on that, though, a little bit. You know, just like with Mando, we see Din Djarin, you know, like, we see his, like, relationship with his identity, his people, mm-hmm. his culture, whatever. And I just wanted to see a bit of that with Boba, or at least see that at play when he and Mando are interacting. That would have been interesting.
I mean, even like, how do I say this? So many things in the book of in the book of Boba Fett were only worthwhile if you have seen the Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels. All right. Because they didn't provide the backstory. It was as though they just assumed that everybody has seen these shows. And that I thought was actually, I see that as a problem, not as a good thing. You know, I mean, I've seen it, therefore I enjoyed it. But like, I was like, are people just supposed to get this? Like, I had to really dig down in that whole old memory hole of mine to remember why Cad Bane was important. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't really touch on this in the show, but Cad Bane basically raised Boba Fett and taught him how to be a bounty hunter.
See, what? I had no idea.
Exactly. 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 That's why that moment was like so momentous, or should have been so momentous.
It was not momentous to me. I had no idea.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why are they assuming that people will have watched the cartoon shows? Like, it's just way too many fucking episodes.
Yeah, no.
To catch up on. If you're like, oh man, the Book of Boba Fett, you know, what should I watch before that? I guess I'll watch Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Oh, and I'll watch The Mandalorian. Oh, wait, I have to watch 8 seasons of The Clone Wars and another 5 seasons of Rebels to pick out the few episodes where he showed up. Like, what the shit?
Yeah, that's just, no. At some point, Disney, you are asking too much of your consumers, okay? You have to understand they also need to eat and sleep and live their lives, okay? So enough.
I felt like this was just like, it felt like Dave Filoni's wet dream and nobody was telling him to like, well, back up, maybe try again, you know? This felt like a first draft, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good way to put it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It felt like a first draft. You know, right. I mean, I heard this quote one time from Neil Gaiman where he said something along, and I have no idea where I heard him say this, but I know it was a video of him. It might have been for a commercial for like Masterclass or something. And he basically said that your first draft is just putting your ideas down on paper and seeing where they go.
Right.
All right. Your second draft is to make the reader think that you knew where it was going all along.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
In that sense, this very much felt like a first draft.
Yeah. I would argue not your second draft should do that, but your final draft.
Yes. Yeah,
because there are many more than 2 drafts sometimes.
I think that's what he meant by second draft. Like at the end of your drafting, the reader should feel like you had a plan all along.
I am a magician. I knew where this was going all along. Cool. Well, I have nothing else to say about Boba Fett.
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
how disappointed I am.
Yeah. I did not like. So this was something specifically in episode 6 with the choice that Luke gives Grogu, all right? Where it really seems like Luke is trying to revive the Jedi exactly as they were. And it could be argued that the Jedi's detachment from personal connections and worldly things is a big part of what led to their downfall. You know, their disconnect from the people that they were supposedly protecting.
Yeah.
In a lot of the novels, which is no longer canon, but is referred to as legends, this topic is actually addressed very deeply. You know, the whether the Jedi's inherent philosophy was their fatal flaw, you know, that led to their downfall. And they address that, like Luke Skywalker got married and everything, you know, he did not try to emotionally distance himself in those novels.
Wait, who did he marry?
This character by the name of Mara Jade.
Cool. All right. Only happens in the books.
Not the movies, right. Okay. The books that are no longer canon.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So it was a little bit frustrating and has been a little bit frustrating since episodes 7, 8, and 9 even came about that it didn't seem like Luke was aware that this was a problem with the Jedi and something that he could have and should have addressed since he had the opportunity basically to start from a blank slate for the entire Jedi Order.
Yes. This reminds me a lot of cultures, religions that really, for example, practice strictly enforce like celibacy, abstinence, and things like that.
Yeah, I was more thinking along the lines of this gut reaction throughout history that a lot of religions have. I mean, religions as a people, this gut reaction of like things were better before. We need to go back to how it was. And I mean, we've seen this in Christianity. We've seen this in Islam, even in more recent history.
We've seen it in politics. Make America great again.
You see it again? In politics. Yeah. Okay. But like when Benedict the 16th became Pope, all right. So not the current Pope, but the one before. All right. He made it a point to bring the papacy back to its origins. And so you saw him dress in all of the most elaborate outfits that exist in the Vatican's papal wardrobe or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he was very, very big on that kind of tradition, you know, as though that is what is needed, you know, to restore the dignity of the church or whatever, you know, and that's a problem because you can't move forward by moving backwards at the end of the day. And I don't know. I hope they explore this more in future Star Wars medium, but at the same time, I hope they don't because I think we've seen enough Jedi. Missed opportunity.
Right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may have hit on another topic of real worldness that we weren't actually expecting to with the whole religion thing.
And again, related to the Pope, like last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really stuck on the Pope.
Sorry about that.
I was thinking about how, like, because if you're a Jedi, you can't marry or have attachments or something to people, right?
Correct.
So, like, I think about that with, is it only Catholic priests or I'm not sure which different sects of Christianity like allow or don't allow. Like,
definitely Catholicism. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure about all of the others. There's a, not being a Christian, there's a few too many different sects for me to keep track of.
Right. And I don't want to name the wrong one, but but you know, like also there is a really bad history of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. It's just really bad. And I mean, also, and I would say has led not to their downfall, but like as if they don't exist anymore, but like really brought them down though. Like it's not good.
And, I mean, it's and not to pick on Catholics, but you see the same thing in Islam.
Yeah, right? And where, lots of different. I was just thinking of the first example that came to mind. There's lots of different religions, cultures where this has been an issue where it's like trying to enforce this very strict, specific way of life, and then it backfires. And I don't know. And I'm sure like the whole Jedi Order and all that, like, took inspiration from different real world cultures, religions.
Yeah. Like, for, I mean, it must have. I don't know any specifics, but it must have.
It must have. Yes.
And much like the Book of Boba Fett, we've started talking about not Boba Fett anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Look at that.
Look at that. We come back full circle to exactly what the show did.
Yeah. If that was their goal, then congrats.
Congrats. If you didn't want us to think about Boba Fett, well done.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, done, John Favreau. Is there supposed to be a season two of Boba Fett? God.
I mean,
I hope not at this point. Not if it's going to be more of this.
I know. If it's more of this, I don't fucking want it. All right. Like, the only thing that season two of Book of Boba Fett, the only reason for it to exist is redemption.
Yeah. Right?
Like, like, unless, I don't want more of the same. I can tell you that much. Don't want more of the same.
Yeah.
And if you've seen The Bad Batch, which, you know,
I did.
We did a whole episode on it. I totally forgot.
Wow.
You remember that episode with Fennec Shand?
No. No. Which one? Say more.
Where she's trying to kidnap Omega, the little girl.
Who is
a unaltered clone of Jango Fett that the Kaminoans wanted to use to rebuild, to continue building their clone armies. Mm-hmm. That is basically the closest thing that Boba Fett has to a sister.
Yeah.
Did Fennec Shand not realize who Boba Fett is, or
Well, do they treat the animated shows like canon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then look at that. Lucas.
Yes. I know.
Explain what the hell.
Right. There's a lot of weak sauce here happening with the thinking through of this show. I mean, that's all I got to say about that.
Great. Well, on that note, thank you for listening to Grounded Geeks.
And we'll catch you next week.